We are in Kufyud Gimel. We had started Halacha Beis, and really Halacha Beis and Gimel go together. The part that has to do with Halacha Gimel we did earlier. I want to say something more on the Mechaber, and then we'll get to the Rama. Okay. I said something last weekend, we're sort of correcting that. In the Mechaber's case, it's talking about a mixture of two different foods. Some are Nechachai and some are not Nechachai. You have a soup. Okay, and it has potatoes and carrots and celery. Some are Nechachai and some are not. So you go, what's the Ikur and the Tavol? So how come the Mechaber says a case of Nechachai and not Nechachai? And he doesn't give a case of Oloshulchan Lachem and not Oloshulchan Lachem. Why doesn't he say you have a soup, some of the ingredients in there are Oloshulchan Lachem, and some of the ingredients are not Oloshulchan Lachem? Now, I said this because it's all the same, but changing it now, I'm asking you a question. What's the difference? Why doesn't he say that case also? If some of the things are oil and some are not, let's say, I don't know, you think of what the soup has to be like, to be some are oil and some are not oil. So
you're talking about, to make a determination if this Michael as a whole is considered oil?
Mm-hmm.
To just say, well, we're not talking about this Michael as a whole, we're talking about if it's made up roiv of components, that those components individually are oil shulchan malachim, then this would be something that's oil shulchan malachim, whether it is or not, but some this thing itself, oil shulchan malachim.
I'm not sure if those two things that you said are different.
Yes, of course they're different.
Okay, what's the difference?
Suppose you have a salad, that the salad is oil shulchan malachim. Okay, it's a fancy kind of thing, it's oil shulchan malachim. It's made up of three ingredients. Two out of the three alone are not oil shulchan malachim. But the thing, after it's done, made together, it could be oil shulchan malachim. Or the reverse could be true. You can have something that's, right now it's salad, it's not a kosher thing, it's not oil shulchan malachim. But the individual ingredients are potatoes and
that. But the way they put them together, they're not Elo Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Now, if I can, but the other way around, they're not. So,
whatever, it can be both. You can have both.
So, that's my question. Why isn't the Mechaber saying that kind of a case? Why isn't he telling us that if you have this mixture, in either way, I'm not saying that it should be always oil now, that the ingredients either are oil but together they're not oil, or they're not oil but together they are oil. Why doesn't he say that case? What you do in that case? Does that food require Bishri Shol or doesn't it Bishri Shol?
So the
answer is the simple answer is
again, so which one do you want Mechaber to say? Which
one is either case, tell whatever is for Nechachai, he tells you go by the Ikur and not by the Tafel. Tell me what I'm supposed to do when if it's Oil Shulchan Lachem, if you have a mixture. So the simple answer is what David is trying to say, and the reason why you don't think it's a question is because we have a rule that we don't look at whether food is Nechachai or not Nechachai depends on the ingredient. Potatoes are not Nechachai. And carrots are Nechachai. So we now have a shiloh. What do we do? Is it Nechachai or is it not Nechachai? Because part of it is and part of it is not. But Oil Shulchan Lachem, there's no such thing that potatoes are Oil Shulchan Lachem. It depends how you prepared them. Right? We talked about this a few times ago. Either potatoes are Oil Shulchan Lachem, potatoes are not Oil Shulchan Lachem, not Oil. It depends how you prepared them. So if it's obvious that you look at the soup as a whole. If you made this, is a soup or the salad or whatever you made, is it Oil Shulchan Lachem or is it not Oil Shulchan Lachem? There's no such thing as saying, you can't say, this potatoes are Oil Shulchan Lachem. But in this situation, they're not. If in this situation, they're not, then they're not Oil. And if they, even if they're never Oil, but the way you prepared them, they're Oil. So they are Oil Shulchan
Lachem. Maybe the way that, if you picked out the thing, let's say it's a cooked potato. Cooked potato could be Oil Shulchan Lachem. When you're mixing this type of thing, maybe it's not Oil Shulchan Lachem.
So if you cooked it in a way that's not Oil Shulchan Lachem, you made potato salad, okay, and potato salad is not Oil Shulchan Lachem. But you didn't make the potatoes first and put them in. You made it in a way that it was already cooked up in a way that's not Oil Shulchan Lachem. So it's not Oil Shulchan Lachem. What is the difference if I could have made the potatoes a different way? I could have made them a different way, but I didn't. I made them this way. The way I made them, they're not Oil Shulchan Lachem.
But this is mamish, with potato chips, right? So it's a different type of preparation. It's a thin fried potato. So this is
getting
a little closer here.
Right. That's
great.
Right. So you're right.
The same as a cooked potato.
Yes, you're right.
Same exactly.
There are those who take an in-between position about like potato chips. That if, instead of saying that we look at the min and say potatoes can be oil, so no matter how you prepare potatoes to oil, you make it a little bit smaller groups, let's say fried potatoes and baked potatoes, or thick fried potatoes and thin fried, but then in the little details, but not so much. So then maybe that wouldn't make sense of it. Then we could have come up with a case where there'd be little fine differences where the food sort of is oil, but the way it's prepared is not oil. Okay, I'm not sure.
What's an example of that?
What you just mentioned. What would be, in other words, we didn't, let's say, the group of cooked potatoes. What would you say? The cooked potatoes, that's our Eilu Shulchan Aruch. I happen to cook it in a little bit of a funny way that it's not Eilu Shulchan Aruch. But basically, cooked potatoes are Eilu Shulchan Aruch. So that's like a fine difference. I mean, it's not a matter of cooked, fried, and baked.
Anybody say that that's considered not Eilu Shulchan
Aruch? That it should depend on the way I cook it? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That it should,
like,
that's what I'm thinking. Then that's why the Mechaber is not even saying the case. Why the Mechaber not telling us a case of food that could be early, could not be? Because we look at the food as is. We look at it in the finished product. Look at the food. It's early or it's not early. What do I care if I could have made it early? Just look at it. How is it? What did I prepare
you're
today?
You're trying to say the Mechaber is Mechaber.
Is not. Is Mechaber right. Is Mechaber. That's good. What say is that it depends.
This is even a finer difference between potato chips and
right, that's what I'm saying.
So that was according to you, I burnt the thing a little bit. If I burnt it, it's not
okay. No, so I wouldn't say that. Okay,
well, that's a fine difference.
Okay, so I'll have to think of that. That you're right. Of course, that's not true. So I have to think about that. You're right. And every single way that I cook it, okay. So maybe, okay, we'll think about it. So then you can think about this question. I'm going to tell you, but what I really want to tell you was not for this question. That the OU's person came up with something, which is a variation of what we're talking about here, about Iker and Tuffel, having to do Eilu Shulchan Aruch, which at first seems like a chiddush. It seems to have come from no place. Okay, I'm going to try to explain what that is. And their shayla was like this. The shayla they were talking about, the example we're going to use, that they were talking about was, do you need Bishul Yisrael on water chestnuts? Okay?
Water chestnuts.
What?
Water chestnuts
are not edible. That they serve as part of a Chinese dish, okay? What they call Chinese food, okay? And they come, they look like little hockey pucks, okay? And they come, you buy them in a can, okay? Because no one harvests them in Chicago. They come from China. And they come in a can already cooked, okay? And they're not edible raw. They come already cooked. And what you do is, you then take it and you stir fry it with other vegetables and meat and v'chehena, and you make a dish out of it, okay? Now that finished dish that you make out of it, is Eilu Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's a fine, presentable dish. But the water chestnuts by themselves are not Eilu Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I guess you could eat them. Maybe there are people who eat them, but nobody would eat them as is.
Right? So you go into the store and get packages of them that are edible, just snacky.
Can you really?
Yes.
Okay. You're saying...
Are they raw?
Raw ones?
No.
Cooked ones. Okay. So, I guess people might snack on them. I'm not saying people wouldn't do that, but it's not Eilu Shulchan Aruch like that. You never went to a wedding and they served you a bowl of water chestnuts. I mean, that doesn't work like that. But they could. It has functioned. Its main use, I don't know what they use them for in China, but the main use here is in ways that are Eilu Shulchan Aruch. They make these dishes out of them. So the shayla was, does the original cooking need to be Bishul Yisrael? Because the food is cooked and it's going to be Eilu Shulchan Aruch. That's what's going to happen to it. And there's a bunch of other examples. Chamei noodles, there's croutons, there's a bunch of different examples like this.
I think you answered the question last time, but I don't remember.
Okay.
If you have something that dafka needs to be turned on the fire by a Jew.
Yes.
Okay, if dafka needs it. And that product is going to be put into another product that's going to be cooked.
Okay.
Okay. Does the first product have to be cooked by a Jew in order to change that? The second product being cooked, since it's being cooked by a Jew, would that eliminate the need for the first one?
It would depend. That's a halacha later, if whether it was fully cooked the first time or not. If it was only partially cooked in the first cooking, then the later cooking can save it. But if it's fully cooked, it's come out 100% fully cooked, then the second cooking can't help it anymore. Once it's fully cooked, you can't help it anymore. That's what our case is here. The food is already fully cooked the first time now. Okay, think about one of the other examples, chamei noodles, okay? You can eat them, you can just eat them, snack on them, but that's not Eilu Shulchan Aruch like that. But if you put them onto, again, the same kind of dish...
Anything you can make to make Eilu Shulchan Aruch.
I know that, but water chestnuts. Think about the food, that their use is in a certain kinds of foods, and those foods are Eilu Shulchan Aruch. That's what you do with them. That's what you're supposed to do with them.
Yeah, but you're saying... It's not, but its use is, yes. But anything can be that way.
No, it's not like saying tofu. Okay, tofu is not Eilu Shulchan Aruch. Could you throw tofu into a dish that would be Eilu Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, you could.
You can make something.
Yes, you could. But right. Here, this is the what you're supposed to do with this food. That's what this is for, is to make things that are...
That's not what it's for. That's what people use it for.
What is it?
That's not what it's for. It's like any other vegetable. Carrots. You can make a fancy carrots, but, like, you know... Say anything you could say the way it is now is not, but carrots aren't probably...
So if I ask you, are potatoes Eilu Shulchan Aruch? You do lots of things with them, including things that are Eilu Shulchan Aruch. So they would need Bishul Yisrael if you prepared them like that. So here's the guy who made these water chestnuts. When Either you'll say to me they're made for other shulchan aruchim, or if you're going to use them, then you have to get ones that were partially sold. Because they're cooking, you cook these things, these vegetables, they're other shulchan aruchim. In a normal main use that they have is other shulchan aruchim. So they should need partially sold.
Now, one other question, and this has come up before, that's why I'm going to ask it. Many times, I think Rabbi Mann and I dealt with this, I think, a couple of times. I think about Rabbi Katz now. Things that are kosher and need special attention in the kitchen, the halacha changes diametrically when it comes to a factory. Would that have any...
Yeah, well, we're ignoring that. Yes, there's sometimes there are cases when we make in fact, right. We're ignoring that. Okay, we're pretending that doesn't exist. Right?
Okay.
By and large, we ignore that. Okay. So, they said, Rabelsky, Rabbi Shachta said independently, that these don't need Bishri Yisrael. They said, why? Because when you're going to make an Ola Shulchan Mochem, it's never going to be Ola Shulchan Mochem by itself. It's always going to be Ola Shulchan Mochem as a tuffle, which is, that's why I'm bringing it to this thing. It's a variation of this. It's always tuffle. It's in the dish is not, this is not, meat with broccoli. This is not that the broccoli is a main part of food. This is a very a small ingredient in a dish that you're making out of this. These water chestnut, they're a very small part of the food. They're a tuffle. Since they're a tuffle in the food that you're going to be using, that's Ola Shulchan Aruchim, so they don't need to be Bishri Yisrael. Just like the Mechaber said over here, that if something is not Nechol Chai, you have to cook it to eat it, but it's mixed with, it's in a soup of a lot of other foods, it doesn't need Bishri Yisrael, because it's tuffle to the other foods. So what's here also, the food is only Ola Shulchan Aruchim as a tuffle, so it doesn't need Bishri Yisrael. Okay, now the obvious...
It would have been because of Ola Shulchan Aruchim, then... We need Bishri Yisrael, even if somebody was eating it plain.
Right, that's correct. You would need it even if you wanted to snack on it. Correct. So the question on what this is, and the question is like this, what are you talking about? In the case of our soup in the Shulchan Aruch, you cooked all the vegetables together. You made a soup, and into that soup you put onions and carrots and celery and potatoes. But the potatoes don't need Bishri Yisrael because they're such a small amount, they're tuffle to the whole soup. So there we could say, when you cook the soup, it didn't need Bishri Yisrael. But over here, when I cooked the water chestnuts, I cooked them by themselves. I didn't cook them as part of this big dish. You're right, if I would have harvested them off the ground and then cooked them in the dish, you say, they're tuffle to everything else, it doesn't need to be Bishri Yisrael. But here, I cooked them by themselves. How can I say that they're tuffle? Because when they get to be Ola Shulchan Aruchim, they're going to be tuffle. Right now, now is when I'm cooking them. When I'm cooking them, they're not tuffle. So what's the difference if they're going to be tuffle tomorrow? Where did that come from? We should say if it's going to be tuffle when I use it, it's going to be not Ola Shulchan Aruchim. Think about our case, in the case of the soup. Imagine if you cooked the potatoes by themselves, and then you threw them into the soup. That case would need Bishri Yisrael. You wouldn't say, these potatoes are headed for a soup where they're going to be tuffle. You say, you cooked the potatoes, they need Bishri Yisrael. The fact that you're going to mix them into a soup, that's not going to make it any better.
Yeah, but of course it's different.
Because?
Potatoes are independently Ola Shulchan Aruchim. I mean, how do you say, maybe you have no right, but it's mistaken what they're saying.
I know. I'm just saying, where is it coming from? I'm connecting to this din of tuffle, but that's the closest connection we have to a din of Shulchan Aruch about an ikkar of tuffle. Where did it come from? Such a thing that I should say, since the way it's going to be used, our Shulchan Aruch is going to be tuffle, so therefore it's going to help when I cooked it. That's not what the din is. The din is a case where you cooked it as a tuffle. Okay, I'm going to give you two explanations. After I thought about these two explanations, they're really almost the same thing. But two explanations. Okay, one is like this. When you say that a soup that has potatoes in it, we say the potatoes are tuffle, and therefore the soup doesn't need Bishri Yisrael. Okay, that's what we're saying. Really, what we're saying is that when you look at this soup, we are pretending that there's no potatoes in here. Okay, the way we're looking at it is this soup. When you look at the soup, are there things here that need Bishri Yisrael? We say no. There's so many carrots, so much carrots and celery in there that the potatoes don't need. We're pretending as if there's no potatoes in here. We're saying these are things that are only edible raw. Either potatoes, nah, don't worry about the potatoes. Ignore the potatoes. So the same way that by Nechol Chai we can sort of ignore the potatoes, if we're a little bit more creative, we'll say in the Chinese dish we're also going to pretend there's no water chestnuts in there. Well, we could use the same, look at it the same way, just like in the soup. There's no potatoes. Also, in the Chinese dish, there are no water chestnuts. In other words, water chestnuts are not Ola Shulchan Aruchim because there's no. You see them in that dish? No, they're not there. The fact that they're tuffle in that dish tells us to say is, don't look at it, we can look at the whole unit. You see water chestnuts? No, 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 I just see vegetables. I just see things that are other things. I don't see the individual things. They lose their individuality as being, you're a water chestnut that needs pishrizo.
That doesn't answer the question.
Because? That what?
Because you still prepare them separately beforehand.
Right,
you're
so,
still looking
so, the answer, so the answer is, water chestnuts are not Olo Shulchan Aruch. You said to me, oh yeah, they are. I see them in this dish. No, you don't see them in this. No, no, they're not there. It's as if that dish doesn't have water chestnuts in it. So the only way that they're eaten, is some people will snack on them by themselves. But no one eats them on Shulchan Aruch. So really, it's saying is that the reason why they're not Olo Shulchan Aruch is because, the reason why they don't need Bishri Sol, because they're not Olo Shulchan Aruch. You see them at Shulchan Aruch, we're as if pretending that doesn't exist. That case doesn't even exist. Because the way that they're Olo Shulchan Aruch is not, they're not there. As if they're being tough will mean that they don't, as if they don't exist. The second way, which if, go ahead.
If water chestnuts were made in America, would they come to the same Pesach, or is this matters like a bidiyavit,
No, I don't think so. Because they took the other cases that came up with were things that are made right here. Mm-hmm. This is just, I'm giving you that example. There are other cases
like
that
what,
had,
like what?
Like chamei noodles. Chamei noodles had other sakas, so that's why I'm not using it as an example. Chamei noodles. You make those noodles, and then eating them by themselves, they're just a snack. Okay, they're not Olo Shulchan Aruch. But again, in the same kind of a dish, you would throw them in, and they would be Olo Shulchan
Aruch.
They serve what?
Chinese noodles are dipping with the sauce.
Okay. Nochon. Okay. Now, the other answer is, and afterwards I realized it's a very similar answer, it's from Shlomo Kluger. Okay, he's not talking about water chestnuts. He probably never saw one. He's talking about sugar and salt. He wants to know, it's in the tshuva about other things about sugar, and he at the end sticks in, why don't sugar, and then he says, salt need bishri sol. He says, the reason is, his reason is because like this. He says, the din is, you only need bishri sol if something's olah shulchan aruch. That means is that it's only for very chashuv michaels, things that are very heavy, yes, very fancy or prominent kinds of foods, those are the kinds of foods that need bishri sol. And we understand that because those are the things that lead to chasmas. Okay, you feel appreciative. He says, if you have a food that nobody eats by itself, sugar, no one eats a spoonful of sugar. If you don't eat the food by itself, how can you say that it's a chashuv of food? That tells us inherently that it's not a chashuv of food. If no one ever eats it by itself, it's only a salt. People don't, you don't have salt by itself, so salt must not be it's a chashuv of Michael. So we can, it's automatically not possible to be part of Bishri Yisrael, to require Bishri Yisrael. Okay, so he's understanding that. It doesn't say this, then, but it doesn't say preferred, but he's understanding, just like Olah Shulchan Aruch tells us that it has to be a chashuv of food, we can give other ways of figuring out that food is not chashuv, and include them, so to speak, into not Olah Shulchan Aruch. So he says, so therefore sugar and salt are not Olah Shulchan Aruch. I'll read you some of his words. He says, since the sugar and the salt are not eaten by themselves, right, Paul, Hatim, Amaychel, ain't but, I skipped one. You would never eat it by itself, only as a tafel. And he makes a dimion to the dimion of the things that have to be Olah Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So he also, the reason why you would say the water chestnuts don't need Bishul Yisrael is because if no one ever eats them by themselves, here we have a little variation, no one ever eats them by themselves, Al Shulchan Aruch, then that food is, by, obviously can't be a chashuv food. So it's all like understood that food is not even a shulchan aruch because it's not chashuv because no one eats it by itself. Okay, the fact that you snack on it is probably the same thing as people who snack on sugar. I mean, people eat sugar nowadays is what?
Sugar cube.
And he was thinking about candies. I could see he has little kids. So he's thinking about, so people eat that, right? People eat it nowadays. You might eat it as a food by itself, but no one eats it as a shulchan aruch, which is like the water chestnuts. People might eat them by itself, but it has no, as a Michael Choshev, no one ever eats it by itself.
Does it mean there's not to eat it in China?
Okay, that, yes, that does make a difference. We talked about the child way back when, about what would happen if they ate it as a shulchan aruch and we didn't. Yes, that would be, and you're saying is that in order to decide the shaila, someone has to understand what's going on there also, right? That part of the shaila is to understand, well, wherever they make these things, in Thailand or China or India, where, I don't know, wherever they get them from. So, yes. Okay,
what was the final result? Wasn't it where you are? It makes a difference?
I don't remember even anymore. I'll have to go listen to myself. Okay, now, let's start the Rambam. There's a few things in the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. Umutter lechal afunim kluyim. You can eat, if you want to look on, you can eat roasted beans or something to that effect. What?
Yeah,
your beans. Okay, it says in Davids beans. So they can, you could eat roasted beans that come. So on the chen a kidney should call arbis. You could also eat cooked arbis, roasted arbis. The animal that they're not that they're not olah shochemachem. The chen. Okay, so that you're allowed to eat these things if they're not olah shochemachem. So this is a is brought as a raya. This part of the Ramah is called as a raya to the question we talked about. We mentioned it a few minutes ago. We talked about it a few times ago, which is if you have a food that could be prepared in one way that's Ola Shulchan Aruch, one way that's not Ola Shulchan Aruch, doesn't need Bishul Yisrael. And this is brought as an example, because here the Ramah is saying that you could eat toasted beans because they're not Ola Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Yet, in Kuf Yud Bey's Halacha Aleph, the Ramah said that if you have pas made of bean flour, if it's olah shulchan machem, you can't eat it, and if it's not olah shulchan machem, you can't eat it. So what's the difference? How come the bread made out of bean flour? Let me say that it could be. He's saying to you, it could be that bread made out of bean flour could be bishul yisrael, but toasted beans would not need bishul yisrael. What's the difference? Not what the difference is, but that tells you that the same food in two different forms, one way is olah shulchan machem, one way is not, one way needs bishul yisrael, one way doesn't. Okay, that's brought as a raya, one of the rayas, it's not a foolproof raya, but it's one of the rayas that if you have the same food prepared in different ways, in potato chips or broiled potatoes.
Why is it good for potato chips too?
Because?
Because you made two madrigals, right? You made two madrigals of difference.
Yeah.
Almost like...
Different ways of... Right. So... I'm saying it's a right to the case we were just talking about. But the bread made out of bean flour...
It's potato chips. It's a right to the potato chips.
Yeah, well, potato chips are fried as opposed to what's olah shulchan aruch is roasted potatoes. Okay, those are quite different ways of preparing the food. Which is like here, bread out of bean flour and toasted beans are...
Fried potatoes are olah shulchan
aruch? I don't think so. Probably like french fries?
No, the sliced potatoes that you bake or fry in a pan with oil, those are almost, they're not potato chips, but they're a little bit crunchy.
Those are
a fancy dish that they serve.
In the previous show, you made two madrigas. You said some are, but what were those two madrigas?
For this kind of food?
In foods that are on the shulchan aruch in one form, you said there are two madrigas.
Oh, you mean it's whether those kings eat them at all, or do they eat them... At a state dinner, a different show. Okay.
There's 200 is on. You know, a food could, in one form or another, be other shulchan malachim, but then it's like a totally different type of form, and that's pasha that almost everybody names under that you can't just because this is us or this considered shulchan malachim, the other one is not. But then it's something that's or potato chips, which is not so pasha. But even then, we'll make it.
Go look back to the notes to have chazar sashem. Okay, fine. Next, the next thing is, I'm sorry, I remember.
Curiosity. Bean flour. How do you make bread out of bean flour? Or is that just an ingredient?
How do you make bread out of it?
No. If bean flour becomes a bread, or bean flour is an addition to the regular
no,
flour?
No. It's without wheat flour. It's bean flour is made of bread. Okay. Next thing, there's another thing here in the Rama also, which is, this is from the Chalkos Binyamin, says like this. He says, you know, beans, I don't know about all of them, but most of them, when you harvest them, when they're fresh, they're nechachai. You can eat them. But we think of beans as being not nechachai, which is what the Rama is talking about, is because the way you preserve beans is you dry them out. If they're dry, they can stay for a long time. Then when you want to cook them, then you can't eat them raw. They're not nechachai anymore. Like the beans that are going into today's chalent, they're dried out. So they have to be cooked. You can't eat them as is. So you see from here, that if you have a food that was once edible raw, and then you did something that made it now it's not edible raw anymore, like these beans, you dried them out, they're not edible raw anymore, and then you want to cook them, now they need bishul yisrael.
Are they really dried, or do they dry them?
I don't know how they dry, but when they come off the ground, when you take them off the ground, they're edible. Okay, in most beans, I don't know if every single bean, but most beans, when you take them off, think about peas.
They're pods, right?
Yeah, think about peas. When you eat them, they're nechachai. Okay, and this din is ruining the gate until later. It's an halacha test, we'll talk about it. That shayla about it. What happens if food changes from nechachai to not nechachai? It's a gate halacha test. But he just makes a deek over here, which is an appropriate deek, that here's this case of beans, and Ramah is talking about whether it is or it's not oiler, but nechachai doesn't occur to him that it's nechachai. Okay, next. Then he says, V'chei nogu v'hem heter, also the makel to eat them, im loy v'mokere shenogu l'mshech ha-machlas b'cheilev, except in places where they grease the pans with fat, sh'oz no yimedis, and then you don't eat them because, of course, they're betrayed. Okay, then you're being betrayed, not because of b'shlachim, but because they used cheilev. Alva blav ha-chishori, if they don't grease the pans with fat, you're allowed to eat them. The person who cooked the food for you probably cooked other foods in his pot also, right? He's not a Jewish person. You're buying it from a guy. He might have not greased the beans with flour, made with fat, maybe to somebody else. The Eloch should claim, so if they come, don't worry about the kalim. The stam in Ibn Yemen, because the stam kalim were in Ibn Yemen, we're going to get back to that in a second, what he just said about that. Okay? The last part of the word, the chol pri shenechok moshuchai, any fruit which is nechokai, which is pretty common, most fruits are nechokai. Even though the guy cooked it, and it disintegrated and it became into some other food, it's mutter. And that's why we're allowed to eat the Chavim Shem says it means cherry jelly. And the Ramah is pointing out over here is that even though you have a food that the guy, what he did do it, changed the food very dramatically. He took a food that was a cherry, okay, or some other fruit, and he cooked it to the point that it liquefied, and then it solidified into a jelly. He made a whole different food out of it. Even so, we still say it's considered nechachai. You could eat the food raw. The fact that he changed the food very dramatically doesn't make it to be considered as if it was not nechachai or something like that, and it's still mutter. Okay, now, what the Ramah said in passing about the stam kelim and minyamin is, of course, not over here. Again, to Bishlach, I just want to mention one machlokes about Stam Kelim and Ibn Yemen, which is negate to the way we use it. The truth is, mainly use Stam Kelim and Ibn Yemen, not for buying something from a guy. Usually we use it for a Jew, which is the next thing in Kuf Chaf Beis, where it's brought, is Stam Kelim and Ibn Yemen applies to a Jew also. I mean, you cook something in a fleshic pot, and you cook something in a fleshic pot, you assume the pot is Ibn Yemen, Ben Yemen. Okay, unless you know otherwise, you assume Stam Kelim or Ibn Yemen. But for buying from a guy, it's not such a common case. I mean, they used to buy beans, but we have it negated to buy from a factory. Okay, you want to buy food made in a non-Jewish factory, and you know all the ingredients are kosher. So would you say, or are there times that you can say, Stam Kelim or Ibn Yemen, you could assume the pots are not kosher? Or a company made a mistake. Okay, they were supposed to cook something, and they make kosher food on a tray for line. Would you say Stam Kelim or Ibn Yemen? Okay, so there's the Prichodesh in Hilchos Pesach. Bring some machlokes. The Ran says like this. The Ran brings a Ramban who says, when we say Stam Kenim Einim Bnei Yemen does not apply to a knife used for Shechita. He says a knife that you would use for Shechita, you use it pretty regularly. And if you have a knife like that, you use it. So since you use it pretty regularly, how can you say it's Einim Bnei Yemen? Why would you think it's Einim Bnei Yemen? You use it pretty regularly. So Stam Kenim Einim Bnei Yemen only would apply like in your house. In my house, you have 5 pots. So every pot, you could assume it's Ein Ben Yomer. I don't use every pot every day, so I could look at a pot and assume a stamp pot is Ein Ben Yomer. There's 10 spoons in my drawer, which I don't know which one I used last night for flavorings, but I can assume that in because there's enough spoons in there that most of them are probably Ein Ben Yomer. That's the Ramban. And the Ran himself holds. The Ran himself argues, and he says, no. He says, except in the most extreme cases, where it's like almost for sure that the person used it all the time, we still say stamp came Ein Ben Yomer, even though the guy who uses the equipment seems to use it pretty regularly. And the Ran doesn't explain this part, but I'm connecting it to the earlier part of the Ran. That the Ran says that the rule of Stam Kelim Ein Bnei Yemen is not an independent stammer. It's an assumption that it's Ein Bnei Yemen. It's really that it's built on many sefekas. One sefek is maybe it's Ein Bnei Yemen. And you probably know this. The other sefek is maybe the food that was cooked in there is lefkami to this food. I mean, let's say last night you made meat, and today I'm making vegetable soup. Maybe meat is lafkamen to vegetable soup. So it's another reason to think it's mutter. Not, maybe the pot wasn't used for 24 hours, and even if it was, maybe the thing that was made previously is not lafkamen to this food. Is lafkamen to this food. And another suffix he mentions is, maybe the last food that was made in it within the last 24 hours was heter. I mean, let's say, in our case, you're buying food from a guy. So the fact that he uses it all the time, well, maybe the last thing he used it for was for heter. Okay, so therefore, in the Ran says there are sfeikas harbi. There are many sfeikas that can make it mutter. So if we have a food cooked in a pot, we assume that the food is mutter, and we use the terminology stam kelim ein bnei yemen. What we really mean to say is the food is mutter because there's lots of sfeikas to be mutter food, but the evet, unless you know that there was a problem. Okay, so which is better to get to a factory? Okay, a factory's cook food, you know, 8 hours a day. You know, they're running all the time. So it's hard to say in a factory, Stam Kenim Ene Ben Yermin, that they, could you think that they didn't use it for 24 hours? I mean, come on. You know, they could make it on Monday. Yeah, it could have been made on Monday morning. But you wouldn't say Stam. According to the Ramban, you wouldn't say Stam the Kenim Ene Ben Yermin. According to the Ran, there's what declared. The Ran says there are many sfeikas, and those sfeikas apply to the companies just as well. Maybe the food that the last food they made was lefkam. Maybe the last food was heter. There are plenty of sfeikas to consider. So I've just mentioned for the machlokes of it. I don't know what the din is on that. I know that in food service applications, this I've heard from Poiskim, that in food service applications, you wouldn't say stam kenim ene ben yermin. You walk into the back of a restaurant, every pot and every cooking utensil has been used. Is used all the time. You don't say stam kenim ene ben yermin on that. They're so busy cooking, there's so much going on, it's not like in your own kitchen. Whether it would apply to factory, that I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much we can connect. I mean, it's totally in this machlokes, and I don't know what the din is in that machlokes. Okay. One last thing, just for the interest of it, it's related, is the machaber, when he brings the din of stam kenim ene ben yermin, he's talking about what you could do chatchila b'dyaved, and he says, when you're buying from a person who's a professional, whose job it is to make this food, you have more reasons to be mekel. What the case he's being mekel about is not yet. You have more reasons to be mekel. And that is because the person who's making the food commercially, he is very machbid that his kelim should be clean, and that he should maybe even dedicate kelim for certain things. He doesn't want to spoil the taste of one food with the taste of another food. So they're very particular about their kelim. And therefore, there's more reasons to be mekel and assume that the kelim ain't a binyam. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says. And then he ends off. This is the unusual part. He ends off and says like this. He says, but Baal Nefesh, Yachush, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir and not assume Stam Kelim Ene Ben Yermin, even by this, like a professional. Shedvarim Elu Mevin Lidei Tyre Unikis. Okay, not your usual words coming out of Shulchan Aruch. Because being Machmir on these kind of things, Mevin Lidei Tyre Unikis, that even though you might, we have all kinds of assumptions and, you know, could probably, and all kinds of reasons to make go, being more particular and being mocked that the camel should be actually kosher, they've only the entire case. Thank you.